From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Iranian state television reports the foreign ministry has summoned a senior Pakistani diplomat in Tehran in response to today's suicide bombing against senior Revolutionary Guard commanders. According to the report, the government found evidence that those behind the attack came from Pakistan. It also accused the U.S., Pakistan's anti-terrorism ally, of being complicit in the attack. The BBC's John Line reports.
The attack happened in the troubled Sistan-Baluchistan province on Iran's southeastern border with Pakistan, where a long-running insurgency is fueled by the lucrative drugs trade from Afghanistan. According to state media, one or more suicide bombers targeted a group of senior Revolutionary Guards leaders who'd arranged to meet tribal leaders. They killed the provincial head of the guards as well as a number of the senior tribal figures. Iran said that the militant group Jundallah, or Army of God, admitted carrying out the attack. Iranian media were also quick to blame Britain and the United States for being behind the bombing.
That's the BBC's John Lyon reporting. At last count, at least 29 people were killed in the attack. At least five of them were senior members of the Revolutionary Guard. While Pakistan confronts questions about an alleged connection to the Iranian attack, the military is embroiled in battle with Taliban militants in South Waziristan. Forces launched an offensive over a day ago. Both sides are claiming to have inflicted heavy casualties. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
The army issued a statement saying Pakistani troops converged on the Taliban sanctuary in the central part of South Waziristan and secured several strategic heights. The military says 20 militants were killed as ground soldiers backed by fighter jets and artillery progressed more than 4 miles north of Shanghai, one of the key cities from which forces were converging on Massoud tribal territory. Members of the Massoud tribe have been leading Pakistan's Taliban. Militants claim to have inflicted heavy casualties and driven soldiers back to their bases in the second day of the military assault. There are reports that the militants are offering stiff resistance, then retreating to the mountains. But the claims are difficult to verify in a region that was a no-go zone for outsiders even before the start of Pakistan's closely watched offensive. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Hurricane Rick is at its most dangerous level now, a Category 5, several hundred miles off Mexico's Pacific coast. Some areas are starting to feel the effects of the storm's 180-mile-per-hour winds, which has been generating heavy waves. Forecasters say residents in Mexico's southern Baja California Peninsula and along the mainland coast should closely monitor the storm, but they expect the storm will lose steam over the next few days. From Washington, this is NPR News. After suffering through two typhoons since late last month, the Philippines is preparing for yet another big storm. Typhoon Lupit has winds of more than 100 miles per hour. Police aren't taking any chances. They've begun evacuating residents in parts of the northern Philippines, which was recently devastated by heavy floods and landslides. Hundreds of people were killed. Canadian authorities are dealing with a shipload of would-be migrants. Police and the Canadian Navy boarded and took control of a vessel off the coast of British Columbia. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
An intelligence tip that a vessel had entered Canadian waters off Vancouver Island led to the two-day police and military operation. In all, 76 men were taken off the ship after a police emergency intervention team assisted by the Canadian military boarded the vessel. The men are reported to be in good health, and the ship, the Ocean Lady, is described as being in decent condition. Canada's Public Safety Minister, Peter Van Loan, says early indications are that the ship originated in Sri Lanka, but that can't be confirmed. Police say the men on board told them they wanted to go to Canada. Officials in Ottawa say the group will be detained until they determine what to do with them. 10 years ago, four ships, some of them barely seaworthy, were seized in the same area. They contained more than 400 people, including women and children from China. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The U.S. Coast Guard's rescue operation for an F-16 fighter pilot has become a recovery effort in the waters off South Carolina. Authorities say Captain Nicholas Giglio never had a chance to eject after another F-16 fighter jet collided with his 2 days ago. The second pilot was not hurt. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.